Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Joining us at this time is filmmaker Ella Manger, about to tell us about her recent experience at the Cannes Film Festival and her forthcoming film project. Ella, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt.
It's a real pleasure to have you. We're going to be talking about your recent experiences at the Cannes Film Festival. Very excited to talk about your upcoming project as well. But it's funny how time goes. I was just thinking as I was preparing to do the interview, it's been about 6 years since the premiere of The Gulls, your previous film at the Berlinale. Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, hard to believe because so long, the development of this project was so long because The Gulls I wrote within 5 days, I think, the script. And now I have a 7 year of years.
But just looking back to the premiere of The Gulls, like I said, about 6 years ago, do you have fond memories of that time? What do you think about when you go back in time to revisit those memories?
I think it was a great time and it was so easy and everything was so everything was so nice, and I couldn't fix any kind of reflection of some problems, or I didn't have any time because everything was going so fast. Then and the premiere was so nice, and now the girls in my homeland, my small homeland, I mean in Kalmykia, it's like the high point of the culture. It was very important and inspired so many people. Yeah, and released in the cinema in Kalmykia, the film was shown more than 5 months in the theater. It was rather unusual then because it's an art house film. It's people, most of them didn't see these kind of films.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, when we think back to that, I mean, first of all, the film was critically acclaimed and made a huge impression on the international film festival scene. But also, sad but true, we don't really get many films coming out of Kalmykia, right? I mean, I can't think of very many titles that represent the place. And I did wonder, I mean, was this desire or ambition to represent Kalmykia also part of the reason why you decided to become a filmmaker in the first place?
Not at all. To be honest with you, it was just my desire, just my dream to tell about my story. And at that moment, after my film school, I just wanted to tell about my culture and language and where I grew up. And it was more important, it was a personal thing. But then when after The Gulls, I did a lot in Kalmykia. I'm working on the film school for children. I'm doing this kind of project every year. And the children, they shot a lot of films, more than 25 short films. And I opened free cinemas in Kalmykia because I realized that we need to go somewhere like to watch it, because we have only in the capital of Kalmykia 2 cinemas. And now we open in a village, free villages, free cinemas. And it will be very nice that people can just go there. Just at my, like a social work. It's not my main work, but I really was involved and decided to develop this kind of the film industry in Kalmykia. It's like my part. I have to do something. I know that I can to do and be helpful for my people. And sometimes I do.
sure. Yeah, I mean, it's very inspiring. There's a lot of, I mean, not many other people would do what you're doing, and it's great that you're doing that, kind of developing a film culture there. So, but now you are working on putting together a new film, which is called, correct me if I'm wrong, White Road.
Yeah, White Road. White Road. It's like a Kalmyk sentence means I wish you all the best, something like that.
Really?
But it means, yeah, I wish you white road. It means I wish you all the best. But if you we can see this meaning deeper a little bit. It means I wish a road with a pure purpose. Like if you keep your purpose pure, everything will be very open and everything will be successful. You will get everything very quick. And all you need, if you have any problem, is just you clean your motivation and purpose.
And so it's a road movie, right?
It's a road movie.
I understand that music is also very important in this film.
Yeah, because the music inspired me at the end of this, like a development, how to say it, development. Because all this story I was writing during 7 years, and all these scenes came to my mind from subconscious, and I really need the time to realize and understand the structure and logically what it means. I just need to, it's like I really need the time. I just write something, and after that I realize what it means. And the music, finally I got the final of this film and the main character, because accidentally I started to sing. And it was a very special songs, inspired by the very old epic Kalmyk epic Gesar. And Gesar, 1 year ago, one friend, he sent me this text, and the text was the interesting story, because we lost it on 19th century, and only one German scientist, he just catch this text and record. He made the recording, he just got a text and translated it in German, and then he published it. And this the young science, Kalmyk science, he just now, 1 year ago, translated from German to Russian, from Russian to Kalmyk, from Kalmyk, and compared with the Mongolian, old Mongolian version. And now he published this Kalmyk version of Gesar, and he sent it to me, and he said, "You can sing the song." But yeah, I used to play the violin 15 years, but I've never thought I can sing. It was not like my deal, my business, and my desire to sing the song. But it was so easy. I created the music, and it was so natural. And then I started to sing the song, and this song became a leitmotif of the film. And after that, I find through this song the main character, Timur Popiev. He's a rapper from Russia, but he's singing in English. It's a little bit funny, and why his audience in Russia is not so wide, because he's singing in English, all his poems in English. Yeah, and I realized that this connection helps me to finish developing, because all the process, you know, this shooting, it's like you're just a result of your development. And when I got this, all these things, everything came on board, and the shooting will be in a month. Yeah.
I know a bit about your background, Ella. You actually studied music and the violin, and then later you studied cinema and began focusing on your film career. But do you feel that that music background still impacts your work in cinema?
Yeah, I think it was very helpful and a very productive time. This is all my background, because you cannot get some understanding of the rhythm and all these feelings that you can translate through the art. Yes, and all this long playing, how to say, because every day practice 6-8 hours per day. It's really, it was really like educated my emotions, how to say, how to translate, how to express your feelings. Maybe it works. I think, yeah. Because 15 years, it's a lot. A lot of music was in my life.
Do you feel that you use, or there is a similarity between the way in which you played the violin and the way in which you use the camera in your films, for example?
I can't say the camera, but the rhythm and all this rhythm and the tempo of the film, I think, yeah, sure. And the editing, of course, editing more, because the camera is more like a DOP work, and I can just explain him about the movement, about how to move how to like go closer or not. But I think editing, it's a most, the editing is more connecting with this music thing, because it's editing, it's like a music for me. And everything depends, every second, every breath, they are like inhale, and it means a lot in the film.
And so I wanted to go back to something that you said earlier, too, is that you played the violin, but you never thought that you would sing. Why is that?
Because my mother told me that I'm not good to sing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I remember when I was a child, I really wanted to sing some songs because it was very nice. I remember, and my mother said, when I was a like little girl, at 8, 9 years old, she said, Ella, people, they, you don't have a good voice. You just, you have very nice, how to say, I don't know in English this word, nice hear, like when you know exactly what kind of like sound you need, you hear the false.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I said, the people, they think that you have a voice, but you don't have a voice. You just have a very good this listening. and I, but I think I started to think not about my music background. I think it's more about the energy, and I really wanted to explain something without any words, because the words at one moment, they became so rude, and I couldn't find the best word to explain my emotions and the feelings through this film. And the cinema, it's a little bit, the music is more sensitive, I think. It's a very nice form to express everything in details, how you feel like, what do you mean about your thoughts and background and historical, and I would say, and this connection with your ancestors and their homeland and everything. You just sing a song and people without any words, they can understand you. And the energy that I was like collected all my life, like at one moment it was, I realized that it's a lot. I need to like release and share. And I think it's more like the reason and why I started to sing a song. It's about the energy. I just need to let go out from me. Yeah. And don't use the words and explanation and stop to speak about it. And it was so funny a few days ago. So many people, they asked me, and why you decided to sing the song? And it's also funny. I realized I started to sing because I wanted to stop talking about them.
About
the meaning. But then now I have to explain why I started to sing. I'm talking again.
I don't know why more people don't do it. You know, I always thought that maybe instead of just even a film pitches, for example, people should just sing their pitch and do something different. You know, it may attract more. But no, but I mean, first of all, I gotta say, it's funny that you were saying that your mother told you couldn't sing, because you know, you share the name with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. So one would immediately presume that you could sing just because of your first name. But all you know, all of that aside, I actually heard you sing. I was sent a video of your performance, recent singing performance. You've got a very powerful voice. That's for sure. And you actually had the opportunity to spread the word about White Road at L'Atelier de la Cine Fondation in Cannes, the Maché du Film. What was that experience like?
It was a very businesslike. We had a lot of meetings, more than 50, 60 meetings, and with the sales agents, distributors, film festivals, and co-producers. And it was very nice. From my opinion, from director's side, I think I realized that I'm ready to shoot, because before this condition, which I realized during this atelier in Cannes, everything was so painful for me, and all this conversation, I became so nervous and crying or something. Yeah. And now I was so still, and I realized I really to speak a colder, how to say in English, a little bit in condition. And it means that I'm feel really, I finished this story in my mind and I'm ready to shoot. It's a very important thing. Because you, when you are in a process within you, you're so, everything looks so painful that people just, it seems to me like people want to destroy something, this kind of feeling and emotions. And I really, I wasn't ready to speak about some problems, because when they can ask you, what about this line? You need to change this one. And this character is, he's not so like a good or something. And all this meaning seems so rude. And, but now I really very still, ready to speak and ready to change. And, from a distance, to make some, the distance of this, how to say, when people, they come to your project and they really wants to help, that you realize that they want to help, but you, they are not like an enemy who wants to destroy your story, destroy your like emotions. Yeah. And, I realized that during this atelier, it was very nice to understand this moment that I'm healthy.
Yeah, they want, yeah, I mean, there's definitely people who want to help, but there's also people who are more destructive. So it's also a matter of finding the right people, right, to collaborate with.
Yeah, but it, a lot of depends on the condition, what kind of, on a timeline, like sometimes you need to stop to talk and sometimes you have to spread and explain people what you really mean, because we are not just, I'm not writing and just sitting alone, have a paper just writing. Yeah. The film industry and the film, it's connected with a lot of people, and we need to get a lot of like a fund, the money and everything, and think about release. And and it is, I think in, from the artistic moment, I need to separate to the timeline, like the time for you and for your project, because you need to save and keep the source, the main source of this idea and of the story. Yeah. And then when you become ready, you can work with the industry, yeah, and play by the rules.
yeah. I understand what you're saying, yeah. And so that's great, Ella. It's been fascinating talking with you. We're going to be looking forward to seeing White Road hopefully soon. You mentioned that you will be starting the actual filming next month, in a month's time. Yeah. So I wish you all the best with it. Best of luck.
Thank you, Matt.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.